Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is. A global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. It's Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love. This is the call-in show. We're going to be discussing different things that have been going on recently. We've been discussing in previous shows. We've had a momentum of discussing what's going on with the big changes in the collective consciousness of humanity. And from 2012, 2011, 2010 as far as the portents, what's coming, what's the larger view. We've had a lot of authors on of different books on the subject of 2012 on cosmic love. If you'd like to chat about it, I put up a little information on my Cosmic Love website at BBS Radio about 2010 coming changes, State of the Union, President Obama, whatever you'd like to talk about. Be glad to go into it today. I've been doing an overview of the best of Cosmic Love over the last 33 months, different shows we've had. I've been doing that to do introductory information for the archives, so you can go into the archives and look at different shows that we've had, different book authors, and we've had an amazing variety of them, and they've been along the lines of the subject of what I refer to as cosmic love. As you know, that that's a many splendiferous thing. You can paint that picture with a wide brush or a narrow one, but the fact is that there is a lot of changes going on in America, in the world, in the collective consciousness of humanity, and there are some dramatic potential changes that could really upgrade, update, upwise humanity with a very quick, in the twinkling of an eye, healing of the world as we know it. And a lot of the references to 2012, the Mayan calendar, is the end of the world as we know it. And, of course, a new world of wholeness and healing, of a golden age, is the end of the world as we've known it. And it's really whether the cup is half full or half empty, how you look at it. And the perspective on this is a subject that I've gone into in depth in many shows. And perhaps you'd like to chat about that, one aspect or another. One of my favorite subjects is holistic healing. I've had a lot of posts on the Cosmic Love website recently regarding global holistic healing, and you can look at the archives, information, links that go into different dimensions of the potential for healing in terms of an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications. What that would look like as far as how 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, or 1,000,000 people could respond to the same show, whether that show would be on the Internet like BBS Radio or an instant replay of a program on the Internet that was produced from the Oval Office or produced on someone's desktop video, and how that would work, with people being able to respond on a real-time basis and input their information as a function of how they are conscious at any one time. Now, the language of consciousness, the dimensions of consciousness, has been the subject of many shows on BBS Radio that I've done, and the language of consciousness, as far as an exquisite metaphor for the language of consciousness, the light of consciousness, the color spectrum, the brightness scale, light as consciousness, how that works, what that looks like as an interactive interface with three numbers in sequence, brightness scale, color spectrum, and you might say the patterning of brightness and color for a depth dimension, the depth of meaning, value, and purpose at any one moment of a program, so that you could input your opinion in terms of whether you believe a program you're watching is over you, below you, to the right, to the left brain, left brain, on the color spectrum, whether it's too intellectual or too emotional, or whether it's balanced, and the overall depth at any one moment. This is a process, this interactive interface for engaging the processes of consciousness, the language of consciousness, It's a subject you don't get on many radio talk shows. You don't get it in general from not any place I know of. And the understanding of this, the language of consciousness, how this as an interactive interface could involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness of how we are conscious. Now, I talked about that on the program introduction to Cosmic Love, and I thought I'd go into that a little bit more today and flesh that out a little bit, the concept of what it would look like, an electronic update of our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government. We already have an upgrade, you might say, of freedom of speech with the internet and freedom of press. The modern printing page is your computer screen, and freedom of assembly obviously is the ability with social networks to culture social conscience in these social networks with an assembly of hundreds of thousands of people on webinars, weblogs, blogs, all kinds of interactive media. It's just not real-time, mass-to-mass interactive media. And if we're going to go into the idea of the freedom to petition government, which is to say to respond to a program on a real-time basis as you're watching it, then you need evaluation criteria to do that. And the more universal that language of consciousness that you would reference, then the more universal and commonsensical, you might say, would be the response. And the idea here is you can't expect the public to be responsible for government unless they have responsibility, the ability to respond. And with the big disconnect that people have with government at this point in American history is more than anything because there's no responsibility consistent with the potential of instant, everywhere, interactive, internet, global village potential. I mean, it is a global village. It is all connected in an instant, everywhere, interactive way. So this is the idea, the concept of global interaction in social networks to culture social conscience. And there are ways to do that with the internet. There's ways to do that with technology. As you might say, the technology's installed and operational now. It's just lagging the capability. So fulfilling the potential of technology as it exists for a global village in concept, the reality that comes back to, you might say, the bottom line when you boil it all down, what the problem is with the communication processes that basically shape our communities, our social networks, our communities. The problem comes down to, the bottom line is that for mass, to have mass-to-mass communications so you don't have noise, you know, with 100 or a million or just 1,000 people responding to the same program at the same time, you would have noise unless there's a standardized frame of reference. And again, that frame of reference, you might say the very quintessential foundation of self-government is the language of consciousness. And in previous shows, we've talked about this. Carl Jung, you know, the father of modern psychology, and his contemporaries like Joseph Campbell and others, how they have referenced or otherwise framed the archetypes of the of consciousness, the archetypes of the language of consciousness, with basically frames of reference with these four basic archetypes. And I referenced those as the love model with the four quadrants and the capstone being, you might say, the fifth dimension that is referred to by Jung, Carl Jung, as individualization. In other words, the capstone to the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. So each individual is a composite of the whole, is you might say, a microcosm of the whole. And the collective consciousness of humanity, how all people could cross-reference or otherwise exchange information in a formation with this language that references the collective consciousness at any one moment of a program, so that after you watch a program, you could see where people were responding during the program. This is part of the digital revolution where it's easy to do. And you could see graphically how that works. Now, I have websites I've referenced before that goes into the details of this. But the concept is that as we become conscious of how we're conscious, individually and collectively, the evolution of consciousness of the planet, individually and collectively, naturally proceeds. It's a principle like I refer to as psyche feedback, just like biofeedback. Once biofeedback was developed and people became conscious of how they were conscious with biofeedback, they not only willed to control, they couldn't resist self-control. And it's the same thing with psyche feedback. As we become conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively with a process like this, you would be able to see how everyone comes together graphically at any one moment, and you would be able to see where, at referencing the context and meaning of a program that you're watching, that we're talking about videos like YouTube, you know, the videos that you watch over your computer, and responding with the alphanumeric keyboard, you know, on your keyboard, those numbers, three numbers in sequence, create a dot in a queue. And the graphic representation of this and the explanation is that goes into this in more detail that you can look at and understand if you're interested is www.heartcom.org/vision. That's a capital VISION.htm. Heartcom.org/vision, that's all caps, vision.htm. And that goes into it in more detail. I mean, it makes it plain and simple what I'm talking about. And the concept of how on your computer you'd be able to have a little graphic in the lower right-hand corner that shows basically how the collective consciousness at any one moment of a program that you could pull up at any one moment to see the context and meaning of that, you know, of that at that time, and how everyone basically that is responding did respond, and whether it was unifying or polarizing the collective consciousness at any one time. Now, that context and meaning could be referenced then to evolve an understanding of you know, basically an in-depth understanding. To create a new program that basically, you might say, takes the light of consciousness that was referenced and goes into it, referencing the context and meaning, you know, at any one moment of a program, and then as a program as a whole, to basically show how the light of consciousness was qualified or misqualified. And, of course, the whole point of a global revolution in consciousness is more light, more conscience. And as we become conscious of how we're conscious, that psyche feedback loop basically recycles general knowledge to generate specific wisdom. And that process of culturing wisdom in our collective, individual, and collective consciousness and with the language of consciousness basically takes the concept of self-government to the next level. It takes the concept of making government accountable to the purpose for which it serves to the next level. And the purpose for which it serves, of course, you might say, is conscience. As the the chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. So you might say that all of our social, political, and economic problems have come down to, boiled down to, the love of power at the expense of the power of love. And you might say the power of love is the power of conscience. And the love of power, the last thing that it's interested in the extreme, is conscience, of, by, and for the Constitution, and, or of, by, and for the purpose for which the Constitution serves, which is the public. So you've got special interests at the expense of public interests. You've got Wall Street profiting at the expense of Main Street, and it's a big problem. And you could say all our social, political, and economic problems boil down to this lack of conscience, special interests at the expense of what's best for all. This has been a subject of a lot of the shows on Cosmic Love. And as I've gone through the archives and preparing the information, you know, for these introductions of the different archive shows that I've done, this has been the recurring theme. It's been the core theme. I mean, I began this Cosmic Love show, radio talk show, back in May of 2000, and I began with a little introduction of orientation of where I'm coming from. And you can go back and look at those shows, the first shows, and you can see that basically I had some experiences, call them mystical experiences, that were pretty amazing. I mean, really off the charts. And you can watch those shows. You can look at those introductions. There's links, there's stories, there's pictures from those introductions. The very first shows on Cosmic Love, my story on the path, unveiling the mysteries of God and country, cosmic, and how Cosmic Love began, you might say, with an experience I had with gifts of the Holy Spirit and some really amazing synchronicities that were just so far off the chart, it really got me seriously on the path. And some follow-up shows, then I go into where that led me. I mean, within a very short time, I ended up speaking Truth to Power in Washington, D.C., 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill, in the Science and Astronautics Chamber, the Rayburn Building, at a future summit. I gave the keynote presentation back at the beginning of the bicentennial. This was back in 1974. That kind of dates me. I mean, I was young then, but the vision I had and the presentation I gave was a synopsis of the presentation I gave at Buckminster Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop at the University of Pennsylvania that summer, and I was asked to speak and gave the keynote address after a three-day future summit of visionaries and futurists from around the country that were presenting their proposals to 10 agencies of the federal government, the United States Information Agency, the American Bicentennial Commission, the United States Communications Agency. There's all these agencies of the federal government. They were looking to the bicentennial and how they were going to celebrate it. Well, I kind of chunked it out, and the presentation was basically the essence of the presentation, the concept of an electronic upgrade of our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government that the Internet could clearly do now, and back then it was clear that the new capability of satellite downlinks and microcomputers could make it possible, and the concept of a loan, of what I'm referring to, a loan back then, was really revolutionary. And you could hear a pin drop. I had quite a response afterwards, the 10 papers that I had prepared, and that began a process that has continued of defining, refining, and combining different components that would make this work to shine, basically, a vision of wholeness for healing our communications networks, our social conscience, and making government accountable to the purpose for which it serves. There wasn't a lot of interest in that concept back in 1976 on Capitol Hill. The fix was pretty thoroughly in back then, and I remember reading Dr. Scott Peck in his book, World Waiting to Be Born, Civility Rediscovered, when he talked about his experience when he was in Washington, D.C., and how the fix was in. The fix being basically the love of power. As bureaucracies grew, people made more money as they had more people under them, and the whole concept of limited government was being overrun by expansive government, and wow, has it grown since then. The budgets have grown. Far more people now are employed by the federal government, different aspects of the federal government, the military, on and on and on. So that's the story of what's going on in America, the story of what has happened to America, and how this could all change very quickly in the twinkling of an eye. And it is changing. It's changing through 2010, 11, and a lot of people say that the real Mayan calendar, a lot of the experts say that it's really in 2011 that the zero point is reached at the galactic nexus, not 2012. But what we're talking about is the energetics of the planet is changing. The morphogenic grids of energy, the morphic grids of consciousness are all connected. And they're changing. There's a dimensional shift going on. And the internet, you might say, the technology that we have is a reflex, a condition, a reflex relationship with the energetic change in consciousness. In other words, the morphic grids of consciousness reflex with the morphic grids that are out pictured in our social networks, the social conscience in those social networks is changing. It's not dependent on technology. It's really codependent on or interdependent on the changing energies in the galactic nexus and this 24,000 or 25,800-year precession of the equinoxes in Aquarius. And as that larger cycle converges with the galactic plane of our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, and our solar system as it interfaces that plane. Now this is huge stuff. These are cycles, huge cycles, not just 25,000 year cycles, but multi-million year cycles that are converging right now. And I have the link on the website on Cosmic Love. You can read about that. A really excellent article. Now the best one I found out of hundreds of articles and YouTube videos. There's that one I referenced. Overview of the big picture that with 16 short YouTube videos that you can watch that is by one of the foremost leaders, experts in the subject of the Mayan calendar and understanding these cycles within cycles now that are converging now at this point. So this is really exciting stuff. And a new understanding of synchronicity. In other words, how everything is connected and how the energetics of consciousness are an integral function of the energetic changes in our galaxy, in our solar system, in the morphic grids of the Earth, the tectonic plates, the Earth changes, how it's all connected right now. So this is really amazing, an amazing time. And part of this synchronicity, the amazing aspect of this synchronicity is understanding that this change of energy is interdependent on the conscience that people bring to the network, to the web of consciousness, the web of light, the consciousness that we bring to it is an integral function on the changes that we can expect in the world at large, not just in our technology, but the actual tectonic plates, the morphogenic grids of energy behind now the Earth changes, and whether those will be huge Earth changes or whether those Earth changes will be mitigated. In other words, when there is a self-destructive energy in the collective consciousness and humanity. It reflexes with the energetic grids beyond the realm of our five senses. Now, a lot of people listening to this show are well aware of the elemental kingdom, that there are beings of fire, air, water, earth, fiery salamanders, sylphs, gnomes, undines. Those who read about Findhorn, people have second sight. And those who work with the elemental kingdom, they do amazing things with nature, with growing food, etc. And there is a harmony. Those who have read the book, The Secret Life of Plants, know exactly what I'm referring to. The plants have a consciousness. They reflect with our consciousness. Well, this language of consciousness and this processes of consciousness that could culture a new, might say, divine order in harmony in form, in the world of form. The world of form is not just the plant kingdom. It's also the elemental kingdom, the earth itself, the wind itself. many, many years ago, I realized that when there was a horrendous movie that was a horrendous shock to the collective consciousness, like Rosemary's Baby, the devil impregnating a woman, the horrendous stuff, there would be storms all across the United States. And I saw this repeatedly, and then I studied more of the mysteries, and the mysteries of that you don't get in college, of course, but I attended several different mystery schools, and the more I learned about this, and the more and this is what quantum physics is now discovering. There is a quantum reality, an energetic reality, and our thoughts affect matter. And there are living energies, there are living beings beyond the veil that we can see, but that veil is thinning through 2011. A lot of people are having second sight. They're seeing elementals and elemental spirits. They're seeing people's auras. They're seeing in the aura energies. Many people have this gift now. It's happening much faster. And it really comes down to, at this point now, as this awareness goes mainstream, the laws and language of consciousness as can culture higher consciousness and a collective consciousness of divine harmony and order, call it divine love, call it God, the geometrically ordered divinity, the language of the angels, the law of the angles. You can call it what you want, but there is a divine order and frequency and form, and the more that that process cultures an awakening to that process, the faster there will be a homeostasis, a checking and balancing, and a healing in the collective consciousness of humanity. Now, this subject has come up a lot on Cosmic Love over the different shows. It really requires a kind of a spaced repetition because we don't get it anyplace else as a general rule. You don't hear about it definitely on television, unless you're watching one of those woo-woo shows that sensationalize psychism. And it's true. The information is coming out more, and it's sensationalized a lot. The subject of 2012 is sensationalized a lot, like the movie 2012. And because it's not foreordained or etched in stone, what's going to happen? Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. The key lever to getting an outcome that we all want is really a vision of how to culture conscience, how to involve the language of consciousness in our communication processes, specifically our social networks, and how social media can be upgraded to represent core constitutional freedoms, freedom of speech, assembly, petition, as I was explaining, and as I have links on the website that go into more detail. So there's this language of consciousness that involves and evolves consciousness. And that process is our best hope. A revolution in global consciousness makes basically the insanity of endless war and disease for profit obsolete. So all of us, if you're listening to this show, I'm sure are probably more interested in a quick solution than a slow one, you know, more light, more conscience, easier and faster. And there are thought forms that expand consciousness, and these principles of geometric thought forms for the expansion of consciousness, the law of the one, the circle, the law of the two-in-one, which is the cross references at the center of the cross, the law of the one. It's like looking down on the pyramid of self or civilization. When you look down on it, you see it cross-referenced, the four sides cross-referenced in the capstone in the center. The circle, a circle references the capstone. And it also references, you might say, the fifth dimension. There's the four corners at the base, and the fifth corner is the fifth dimension of consciousness that references, or you might say, the four archetypes of Jung, whether you call it believing, thinking, feeling, and acting, or spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. There's different ways of saying the same thing, but these are sometimes referred to as the four lower bodies, the spiritual body being the etheric body, the least physical. There's the mental body, the emotional body, and the most dense is the physical body. Well, when a person is individualized in their consciousness, when they're conscious of how they're conscious, and they become a master of that process, they can adapt to any of the four archetypes, and in terms of as their prevailing awareness and their ability to have cognition from a more spiritual perspective, a more mental perspective, a more emotionally intelligent perspective, or the physicality of action, and more an active, a love and action perspective. And most people, if you've studied psychology, you know that most people have a behavioral styles of thinking, feeling, and acting that are all different. But someone that's a real master and individualized, as Jung referred to it, can adapt to a person's behavioral style, their speaking, learning style, with a sensitivity as if that person was speaking to themselves. And you might say this is the gift of speaking in tongues. It's a sensitivity to whatever language a person is speaking is. And you have the Holy Spirit, or the at least the attunement, where you can tune into that and communicate well. So I haven't had any callers call in. Those who've listened to the show before, when I do a show without a guest, know that I'm comfortable getting into my rant and just talking. So I thought I would give an overview of this show, of the different shows that we've had before, a little bit of an overview. For the first time recently, I took a look at all the different shows that I've done, 54 shows over the last 33 months. And it's been quite an amazing run. I mean, I am just in awe how BBS Radio has evolved and how they have technically mastered a communications medium that people all over the world can listen to over the Internet. And has all kinds of capabilities with the archives and with interaction with hosts, call-in, you know, with live shows to provide extraordinary input and information that was never before possible. I mean, I get response from Australia, from Europe, and it's just amazing that this can be done, these shows can be archived, and that people of like interest can connect all over the world. If there's going to be a revolution in higher consciousness on the planet, it will be through the ability for people all over the world to connect, to get excited about the capabilities and to fulfill them as in self-fulfilling prophecy. So the vision of how that can be done, where the technology is going, the next big thing in the computer internet revolution after hardware, IBM, software, Microsoft, NetWare, Netscape, I really believe it will be heartware. It will be education of the heart. It will be the language of the heart and the language of the mind in balance. And this language of balance, I sometimes refer to the geometrically ordered divinity as the frames of reference on the mental level. But the language of the heart, the education of the heart as far as the frequency of holy compassion, at the heart of this process and the qualification for that, not just in the mental sense, but the really important aspect of the frequency of holy compassion as a standard for evaluation criteria, and how that can also be registered, monitored. Those who've studied heart math know of the equipment that they have that can hook up to your heart, like a clip over the heart, and monitor the frequency of your heart rhythms and actually let you know when you are or are not in the frequency of holy compassion, which is a golden ratio algorithm of your heart rhythm. And with biofeedback, you can actually be plugged into that, and social networks could actually being able to register when everyone in the network is in their heart, in that frequency of holy compassion. And when response is made with the alphanumeric keyboard, the mental response, if mental response evaluation of the mental coordinates, the 3D coordinates of brightness, scale, color, spectrum, and overall depth, those three numbers in sequence create a dot in a cube. And that whole graphic representation mentally of how the collective consciousness is coming together at any one moment of a presentation, that presentation is one thing. But the heart component, registering and referencing the frequency of holy compassion and whether people are both in their heart when they reference their mental coordinates, the dimension of consciousness, the fifth dimension of consciousness, or you might say a higher dimension of consciousness, that shows basically when the heart and minds of humanity are in sync on an issue, the power of love at that time becomes exponential. It's like a prayer field. The more people that are in harmonious sync in prayers, like dynamic decrees at the same time, there's a squaring function for the power of that prayer field, the power of prayer. And the power of belief, the power of prayer, there's some amazing work being done on that recently. You might say the quantum reality of the power of love in a prayer field. And this is the great hope and the great vision that I have, is that the vision of how cosmic love, universal love, can be fulfilled in the collective consciousness of humanity with communication processes that involve and evolve our hearts and minds in sync with the laws and the language of consciousness, and to involve and evolve our conscience, a revolution in higher conscience that makes all the insanity obsolete that we see in the world today. And I really believe it. What we see in the world today is largely a healing crisis. In other words, the internet has unveiled all the mysteries of God. Their time and space have been eliminated, and it's the decentralized net reality that is the challenge to the centralized love of power, you might say, of institutions that no longer serve the purpose for which they were created, or just serving their own purpose. So this is the dynamic. You have a decentralized net reality, the web of light and love, basically being magnified in our collective consciousness. And as it's being magnified, it brings to the surface all that's less than light for transmutation. It brings, you know, light brings up all unlike itself. Some people would say light shineth within the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. But basically, light, vitality, in the like vitality in the body will bring up toxins for elimination. If you have enough vital force, and the body has a surge of vital force, it will start dumping toxins to get them out of the system. Well, it's the same thing in the collective consciousness and humanity. The decentralized net reality of the internet is the judgment on this centralized love of power that is adverse to the power of love in the collective consciousness. So you have this unique dynamic. It's accelerating. And the great hope is that more people will grasp the dynamics involved, the laws and language of love at the heart of this process, and crystallize and catalyze the processes that geometrize frames of reference that organize all information in formation along more enlightened lines that frame higher consciousness of higher power, the power of love, wisdom and power, that will qualify basically a golden age. And again, we're talking about the golden rule, law, language for every golden age is the heart of any process that'll shift us in that direction. So this is the great hope for healing. This is, you know, this is the great hope for homeostasis, as checks and balances that will naturally evolve this healing process, not in terms of revolution, but in terms of natural evolution. Just as any healing process in the body must strengthen the immune system, we won't build the immunity of the world against war and disease. We won't build it by ignoring.
We've got to wrap up.
The process is needed. So I'm going to make that a wrap for today. I want to thank everyone for listening, and I look forward to going into more on the subject with more authors on the subject in the future. So thanks for listening. Catch you the next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either. The internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.